Here's a thought I'll title, Ruthless Editing, Again. I have no doubt that I'm not alone in the fact that I occasionally like to go back and look at my previous work with new eyes, with fresh eyes, with hopefully more mature eyes, and sometimes with a little perspective of a year or two or a dozen, I can see things in my work that I didn't see at the time. So, last weekend, more or less just for fun, I reviewed all 180 projects in my Kokoro series of PDFs. Some of these I'd seen more recently for one reason or another, some of which I hadn't reviewed since I first published them years ago. And it was a very interesting experience. Some of them I'm still very proud of. Quite a number of them, however, led me to the conclusion that I need to do more ruthless editing. Far too often, more than I was comfortable with anyway, far too often I felt that a project simply had too many images. It just went on a little too long. Now maybe that's because my attention span is shrinking, I don't know. But it made me call into question my primary criteria for editing, which has always been to eliminate repetition. But I think I need to expand that, and maybe set more rigid limits on how many images are included in a project. I don't want to be arbitrary about that and say that I'll never do a project that has more than 5, 10, 15, 20 images. I don't think arbitrary limits like that make sense. But trying to process a project so that it's more easily consumable, that does make sense to me, in spite of the fact that everybody who looks at a piece of work is going to have their own tolerance for how long a project should be and when they might get tired of it and bored and bail out. I can't control that. But I can remember the lessons that come to us from way back in vaudeville, which was always leave the audience wanting more. And there's one project that really got me thinking, and that was the project that I did called Facing the Grand Canyon. This was a spectacular couple of days of photography. And when it was all said and done, I ended up with a couple of hundred images, of which 48 of them I wanted to include in the final project. 48 images. Now that's a lot, I think. I think that's asking a lot for anybody, and particularly in a PDF. People aren't used to spending that much time looking at something like a PDF to have 48 images. A book is a different story. But this was not a book. And fortunately, I think, and in retrospect, it seems like it was the right decision, I recognized that that was going to be a problem, and I had two choices. I could either eliminate a whole bunch of images that I really wanted to include, I like the images, or I could take a lesson from the novelists and break the project into smaller parts that might be more easily consumed, to give people a little breather in between one thought and the next. So that's what I did. I divided the project into eight, I'll call them chapters, eight sections. And I found that was actually easier to do than I thought because I had so many different reactions to the Grand Canyon. So I didn't do a project that was called, you know, Here's the Grand Canyon and try to make a photographic project that described the Grand Canyon. Instead, I divided the 48 images into eight different reactions that I had to the Grand Canyon. For example, the first section, or chapter, if you will, was titled, We Are Tiny, Tiny Beings. And the pictures in that section represent that feeling. The second chapter is Verticality. And that was another reaction, but a different reaction than We Are Tiny, Tiny Beings. Verticality was all about how steep and how straight down and how scary it was for me. You get the idea. I broke it into eight sections. Each section had, statistically anyway, six images, although I didn't break it up quite so literally into six per section. The point is, I made this project more consumable by breaking it into sections so that it would be easier for people to see them and to have a breath and to change their reaction as my reaction changed to the Grand Canyon. So having explored that model of breaking up a long project into smaller projects and having it work successfully with Facing the Grand Canyon, I think it's a technique I could use on other projects that, combined with eliminating images, making smaller projects, making them easier to consume, leaving the audience wanting more, is a strategy I'm going to explore more deeply, because I think it has a lot of merit.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.